You guys are listening to TechEd TV podcasting series. In our show, we bring you the best in technologies, innovation, startups, fintech, artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and the latest and the greatest in technology worldwide. This show is brought to you by Igla Communications at the Iglavator in Boca Raton, Florida. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. You guys are listening to TechEd TV podcast from the Iglavator in Boca Raton, Florida. And today I have a great guest. We have a great honor to bring Lucy Allaire to the show. Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Hi, Edwin. Thank you for having me.
Great. Let me just fix here one thing. Sorry about that. This is all live going on from the Iglavator. So we have Lucy Allaire and my partner.
Yes.
In a very cool app platform, Gitless to Go, the Gitless AI platform that is going to have you guys get in shape. Is that right, Lucy? Or stay in shape if you're already in shape, right?
We're certainly going to help you eat healthier and make it easy for you. That's the whole.
What's the slogan?
Order smarter, eat healthier, and get less.
Get less. That's it. You have to order smarter because the AI helps you with the order. You eat healthier because it'd be healthier food. And get less.
Get less, because everything on our platform and our app will basically be the less guilty version than its conventional equivalent.
Let's just start a segue to the story, Lucy, like how this all began. And I know you have Gitless Organic, Gitless Grocery, Gitless, and then you have all other products in the health and care and wellness. How did everything start with Lucy?
Well, if you really want to dissect this idea specifically, Gitless to Go, how it has evolved to what it is today, actually started about 3-4 years ago. I was asking for a big idea, and Gitless Grocery actually came to me in a dream. And I immediately wrote the idea down. I searched the domain, see if it was available. I reserved the domain, it was available. And I just sat on this idea and I started to brainstorm and visualize it. I just had no idea where to start. And as you know, I don't know, my background is in weight loss, health, and fitness for the last decade, and constantly coaching clients through their weight loss. Diet has always been the part that people, you know, need help with to maintain their weight the most. And I just thought, how great would it be that we make that easy for them? And so as you know, the rest is history. I needed a technical partner to help me bring this idea to fruition, and have my partner here, Dr. Edwin Hernandez, to join me as my co-founder and CTO to bring this to life, and how it evolved into Gitless to Go, involving groceries and restaurants, being able to filter by diet types, ingredients, allergies, calories, and price for Gitless pricing. And so here we are. Here we are building the app right now, hoping to launch this in the next 2 to 3 months in the South Florida area to beta test this with users on our wait list. And from there, we'll fix our bugs and we'll start to scale this out nationwide. So very exciting time. Yeah.
Great. That's very interesting news. And actually, as you know, Gitless is nothing new for Lucy. Lucy's been an advocate for healthy food since she was an undergrad. What happened there, Lucy? Tell us a little bit.
Yeah, no. So my passion and obsession for the low carb diet actually began since college. I gained. I never had to worry about my weight in high school. I gained about 5 pounds every year in college. I gained 20 pounds after my 4 years, and I discovered, you know, the low carb diet back then was called Atkins diet. Today known as the well-known keto diet, and that's where my obsession with the low-carb diet began. And I even wrote my college thesis on the low-carb diet. Is it a lifestyle or a fad? And I'm living, walking proof today. It is a lifestyle. I mean, I eat low-carb as a lifestyle myself 80% of the time to maintain my weight. And I just, you know, this is what I'd coach my clients through to try to process, you know, try to make these small changes, because we're just consuming way too many processed carbs and unhealthy carbs and starches as a whole. There's just no way that we could actually utilize all the glucose that it generates. And then, you know, what happens is it converts to sugar and gets stored as fat. And this is why 42.4% of people in our country are obese and why 70% of people are overweight or obese.
And that's very interesting because Lucy was, I think I went to the National Restaurant Association event in 2022. That's when I remember Lucy said, Lucy, you have to be here. It's like, and she was in Fort Lauderdale. You were in Fort Lauderdale, right? You were. I don't know.
Yeah, I was working on my coaching, my weight loss coaching business at the time. Yeah.
Yes, and then basically, like, and then we came back, and then we're like, we should do something about it. Of course, the ideas in the startup world are never linear, so we went back and forth, different plans, different ideas, and finally we even bought some boxes for like boxing food. I remember at one point that was not a good idea.
I remember your first idea was like, hey, Lucy, let's do like a healthy vending food machine on the computer. And, you know, they'll just, like, pick out their healthy snacks and we'll deliver to them. And I was like, yeah, but there's so many of these healthy food box things already. This is, like, this is already happening. Like, you could do these. And I was like, and this is where I remember the day Edwin and I were on a phone call, right? Do you remember this day?
Yes.
And we're just brainstorming there. And I was like, but, you know, what about restaurants? Like, you can't filter by diet types. I mean, I've never seen an on-demand platform allowing you to filter by the keto diet or paleo diet, or, you know, seldomly they let you search the vegan diet, but not to the level that we're going to do it, and vegetarian diet and so forth. So that's where the idea was born on that convo.
Yeah, and then one thing that happened is that we had a very good testing ground when we went to the first NFT event. And then a lot of people were like, I want to be part of it. I like it. I love it. And they were like, okay. So a lot of people want it. So then that's a reaction. I think the reaction I observe, honestly, is being, I will say, 80% of the female population is very interested. But men, apparently they don't want it. But then when you talk to them, they're like, they want it, but they don't want to say they want it. So it's like, kind of like a little bit of that. But everybody needs this kind of technology, because I wanted to ask you something, Lucy. It's like food as medicine. What is that and why it's so important for this obesity problems that we have in America today?
Well, every chronic disease, any chronic disease, truthfully, comes from poor nutrition and bad diet. I mean, diabetes, high blood pressure, you know, all the things. It's really, if you dissect it, comes down to bad eating habits that have gotten people overweight in the first place, that have deteriorated their health, that have brought on these chronic diseases. So, you know, with our AI, we're going to learn like the best foods, combinations of foods to treat the different chronic diseases. And this is the direction of where we want to take the company, with a food as health prescribed nutrition platform. And you know, allow the AI to search the available options near you, from restaurants near you that has, you know, the best ingredients or the best types of foods for that chronic disease to for that prescribed nutrition. And then, you know, how neat will that be, where, you know, somebody could just set their filter. Okay, I'm a diabetic, okay, so I need to be on a low-carb diet. You know, I can't have sugar and things like that. I need a, you know, maybe a keto diet. And, you know, and I have high blood pressure, so I should probably be avoiding some high-fat things and cheese and things like that. So let me go for diet, low-carb, you know, low-fat, you know, and there you go. You're treating right there a diabetic with high blood pressure. And now they could find on-demand hot meals from restaurants near them, made fresh, delivered to their door, and they could feel less guilty, you know, guiltless for the food that they're eating, that they know that they're eating the right meal options for their condition.
And I think everyone that's been on a diet or tried to lose weight, or you join a gym and the gym is like, you need to eat this, you need to eat that. The first 2 days are fun, you find it, but the third you're like, okay, like, I need to order something from the restaurant. What do I do now? And then you're like, okay, let me just have one burger. That's not going to be too bad. And then the next day you do have a pizza, and then you say, and then the in 2 weeks you're like back to maybe even 5 more pounds and not overweight that you thought that you had. So I think everyone has been in that roller coaster. So, but one of the things I think Guiltless will enable people to do also is to order groceries, right, Lucy?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, we'll be able to take any kind of labeling on the label, how you have gluten-free, non-GMO, organic, keto-friendly, paleo, all of these things, we will capture this stuff and you'll be able to find these products by your filtering functions. You could double layer, you could say, hey, I want gluten-free, that's organic and non-GMO. Okay, and then you could find those options, and you could even search at the lowest price, you know, for the guiltless pricing from retailers near you, and like find out which retailer near you has those snacks that, you know, that you're looking for your lifestyle, your diet type, or what you're trying to follow, and easily find that, and either have it ordered and pick it up, or have it delivered through one of our driver partners. And you could also, you know, decide, okay, do I want the fastest delivery time or do I want the, you know, cheapest delivery? And, you know, and be able to filter in that, you know, sense as well.
Yeah, that's great, because I think consumers today, they will probably be more conscious about pricing. I think the economy may not go in the best directions possible. So I think it's going to be necessary. And Guiltless to Go will be able to associate you to the right food. So you will have to eat bad food in a way, like we call it bad food, meaning fast food like burgers and fries. And then I think that's what the problem we have with DoorDash and Uber Eats and all these other platforms, because the food that they provide is mostly not easy to find that basically healthy food. It's more of that what they make the most of money for the restaurants. And Lucy, tell me one thing. What are the plans to launch? When are we going to see it? Like, I know I am your CTO, but you share the audience or launch data. Where to sign up? I put the you should put a link here for guiltlesstogo.com so they can go there.
Oh, yeah.
And sign up.
Guiltless to Go. Actually, guiltlesstogo.com. You could go on that landing page and click any button. It'll take you to a pop-up box to join our wait list. You could actually put what filters, you know, that interest you, or you could just hit no preference and you'll just be on our wait list. You could also go to guiltlesstogo.com/sign up. Is actually will take you straight to the page. But you know, one thing I wanted to add on to a neat thing that our platform will do with our AI is, you know, we'll create specifications and modifications to the order done for you. So for example, how I said that I'm a low carb lifestyle eater, right? I could look at any restaurant menu and I can make modifications with the server when it comes to take my order to make it keto, to make it low carb. You know, I could say no bun, lettuce wrap it, or double veggies, you know, no croutons, you know, simple little things like this. Okay, no, I don't want it breaded. I would like it grilled chicken instead. I don't want, you know, the little fried onions on top or what have you. These small changes, you know, they actually make a big difference over time, you know, and so we will have done that for you. The AI will create the specification, the modification on behalf of the user, giving an attached calorie count to the order. And so, you know, people can now, you know, everybody's used to when they're trying to eat healthy or follow a new diet plan, they're used to following a certain calorie range or meal plan that they have to follow, you know, and usually they're cooking these things themselves, or maybe they're ordering one of these subscription things, but we're going to be the easy on-demand healthy model that allows you to say, hey, I want to look for something under 350 calories or under 500 calories that is, you know,
2 miles.
That is keto, or if you're trying to do that, or that is vegan. Say you're trying to, you watch one of these documentaries, now you want to be a vegan, and you have no idea how to order for it or what to do. I mean, we're going to make it so easy for you. You just come into our app, hit your filter. What is it that you want to follow? What health coach? What influencer, who, you know, whose advice do you want to take? Come to our app, set your filter, and we make it easy for you to order that.
And then you will be launching a Guiltless Health podcast too, right? To in anticipation of the Guiltless platform, that Lucy will have her own podcast. And I think you signed up like more than 100 people. Is that right? Like, how many people did you get in the Extra West?
Well, I should have a nice nice set of
lineup. Do you have like a
guests
whole
coming on? Yeah, we went to the Expo West. If you're not aware, is the largest natural food conference in Anaheim, California, and I got to network with many founders of the different healthy grocery brands that you would find in a Whole Foods, pretty much. And we're going to be interviewing them and hearing about their products, their story, their you know, they're amazing, you know, products, how they came up with this idea. So, yeah, that's coming. We're also going to be interviewing, you know, any, you know, weight loss, health, fitness, anybody in that space, entrepreneurs, doctors, anybody that has something interesting to tell us so that we could, you know, get some guiltless health information.
We can learn to be guiltless.
That's right. That's right.
The guiltless lifestyle. And then one last thing is, which is kind of important, is that as AI comes to the picture and ChatGPT is becoming like really famous, it would be good to ask our app, hey, and we can call it Lucy. I think we're gonna call it Lucy. I don't know. We haven't decided yet, but I think I push for Lucy. So I have her brother is our CFO. Tell us about our other team member, which is Bruno.
We have my brother Bruno's an MBA from Harvard, and he's a seasoned entrepreneur and years of experience, and he's our part-time CFO and advisor, and so we have the pleasure of working with him too, and having a family member join us on our mission, and So I don't know if I told you, so we have the app being developed right now. Our development team, we're looking to have a beta version, as we said, launched in about 2 to 3 months, that we should be beta testing and have ready for the summer. And from there, we have nationwide scalability. We've got, you know, over 1 million restaurants and retailers nationwide.
We have ordered already. I don't know if you know that, but we have already ordered some food, and it has arrived very gracefully, and is always as delicious as the restaurant.
Yes, it works in the back end API world. You know, now we got to bring this
to the user. One more thing is, like, we're basically, the scenario is that Lucy will be there, and she's be like, "I want to eat pizza." No, you don't. I'm just kidding, but like,
move over Alexa, then, move over Siri. It's Lucy.
Yeah, it's Lucy. So Lucy, please, can you order a vegan? A vegan hamburger that is around the corner. Like, I need 500 calories. And Lucy will be like, okay, let me find one for you. And then, of course, all the different options are going to appear on the screen. And you select one up. And then you're like, okay, I want that one. And then, obviously, that you pay for it. And then it's a very small fee for using the app. Very minimal transaction fee. And then you get your stuff at the door. That's as simple as that. That's the use case we see. We have other use cases like... The matching, right? Do we have the swipe right, swipe left?
Oh, yes. We're going to have, you set your filters, you want to order lunch, and we're going to have an explore feature where basically you'll only get options like a Tinder-like approach of meals from restaurants near you. Swipe left if you don't want it, and then when you see something you want to order, you swipe right, and it'll add it to your cart to order. If you swipe up, you could see the menu for the whole entire restaurant, and then you could order some more things. You swipe down, you could see the ingredients. So it's a really cool feature we have coming.
Yeah, and we have a lot of integration with other platforms that we have. We're in the works too, so to get more information for you guys to be very well informed. I don't know if you guys know that, but it will be mandatory by 2024 that whenever someone says that it's gluten-free or non-GMO, that it needs to be true, otherwise there'll be some fines applied to those who are not telling the truth. So we will do our best to make sure that everybody that's in the platform is properly certified. And one more thing will be for you, Lucy, is that how do you see Guildless to go in the next 3 to 4 years? Where are we going to be? Besides being in our yacht, I mean, I'm sorry. Well, you already have a boat there.
I hope. No, I it's hard to say. I mean, we could be setting ourselves up for a nice late stage acquisition. We could be taking this public. I mean, we could, you know, there's a lot we could do on the technology side. We could, you know, take our technologies and sell that or white label that to other companies. We could take this into the food as health, prescribed nutrition, you know, platform, which is a huge industry and well needed industry on its own. I mean, there's really a lot of avenues that we could take this business, and we've got a lot of plans on where we want to take it, and obviously build an amazing raise capital, build an amazing management team, and that's recruit top talent that's going to take us to the next level. And that's in the works. That's in the plans.
Yeah, so this is very exciting news for everyone. I think you have to stay tuned. You haven't signed up for the platform.
Sign up now.
I'm going to place the link right here so you go there right now. If not, Lucy is going to be very upset with you. He's going to not let you eat tonight or something. No, just kidding. We have excellent news as well. We have a doctor here, Dr. Amos from MedMatch. He's giving us good advice in terms of the food as medicine, which is an amazing platform as well. And we have other partnerships that are going to be announcing as well pretty soon once those are rolled out into the platform. And we're very, very happy to see the progress of the app as well. You're going to see a video most likely in the next 2 weeks with some of the scenarios that Lucy was describing. So you will see beautiful graphics. It's amazing. I think you're going to love it. We have taken everything from DoorDash, Uber Eats, everything that doesn't work, and we're trying to fix it.
Yeah, we will actually have more options, retailers and restaurants, because we're kind of conglomerating all of them. So we're going to have more options on our with better health conscious filtering functions, and our whole vision is making healthy on-demand ordering easy. So our whole everything you see us roll out from here on out is going to be exactly that. We want to make it easy as it can be, easy as pie. Well, not really pie, but. Salad.
Easy as salad. Yeah. In fact, there's just a little bit of an anecdote here. Like when we were working on this app, then we had like even myself, right? A bunch of icons for food. And it was like pizza. It was like hamburger. And Lucy is like, why do you use a pizza and a hamburger? It needs to be a salad. It needs to be something healthy. Hamburger and pizza are not healthy.
No, I think you had like a soda for like the paleo, for paleo, which is like the most opposite icon for paleo.
But maybe we have a version like that for fun one day, just to be fun. All right, guys. So this is the end of the show. So stay tuned for Guildless to Go. Sign up right now and basically be ready to tune in the next episode for Guildless Health. We're gonna post the links as soon as they are out, and I think it's gonna be in the next month, right, Lucy? So because you need to do some traveling, but we're gonna prepare the host. For that, and then you will see her again sitting on this side of the table with a guest on that side of the table, and stay tuned for more. Yes. Thanks again.
Thank you, Edwin.
Take care. Bye-bye.
This show is brought to you by IGLA Communications at the IGLAvator in Boca Raton, Florida. This show is brought to you by Igla Communications at the Iglavator in Boca Raton, Florida.